It's another one of these little insights into Dominic Szoboszlai. This one I'm joined by Rafa Honigstein. Am I saying it wrong? Go on, correct me.
Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai. I've been saying Szoboszlai. Someone just said it the other way, and I always say it the way it was last heard. Szoboszlai. There we are. We can do that all the way through. It's nice to be corrected. Not least because I was having a bit of a back and forth with Rafa on the WhatsApp before the start, and you're not entirely sure where he fits. It doesn't have to be all positive. Rafa, do you think he's a good player, first and foremost?
Look, if I've got a problem understanding where he fits in, that's probably my problem rather than Liverpool's. I remember being not so sure about Roberto Firmino and where he's going to play. And then they, you know, reinvent him as a number nine and the rest is history. Szoboszlai, the reason why it feels slightly incongruous is because I still, and perhaps that's the real problem, I still have this vision or this understanding of Liverpool as this 4-3-3 machine, three wingers, three midfielders, one holding midfielders, the others are bombing up and down, and you've got two fullbacks, one of which is now playing more as a midfielder, but very much going forward, one on the left in a wider role. And Szoboszlai, in that formation, doesn't have a natural position because he's not really a winger. He's not really a number eight, at least not in the classic Liverpool mold. What he is more sort of a number 10 who can play wide. But of course, if you have Harvey Elliott playing as your right-sided midfielder, then you can say, of course, he's a similar player. Harvey Elliott isn't necessarily your Hendo-type runner or Wijnaldum-type midfielder. So maybe that just shows how, even though the formation is the same, the attributes and the way that it's being filled is evolving, and that's where they see Szoboszlai coming in.
On Szoboszlai,